Kuros. His marble skin had damaged light. I was the one who woke the eyes with salt. I retrieved his scattered limbs, returned to his torso the bowling ball head from that museum in Munich, secured the fillet to hold his Delphic hair. When he fell apart, I put back what I could, so neither of us wasted our lives. We remember horses and dogs we have loved, the flogged and the burned, the bottomed-out chariots of Xerxes, the isthmus we crossed in opposite armies. 1,000 beards we might have grown, 10,000 dreams gone to seed, as if we were one dreadlocked Doric column, one archaic smile now revealing its sadness, one spotlit shadow of something no longer there, half god, half beast, one contemplative feast fit for no king, fit for almost nothing. And yet he stayed still long enough so even I could shake my bones, shed the rakish grin, the brain I'm in, recast myself in his image of stone.